What you gonna play now?
Bobby, I don't know. But whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
We'll be right back.
band's too short. Fred! 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 Hey, Jimmy, move out. Hey, Jimmy! Hey, Jimmy! Move back with your little bunny horn, man. You ain't saying nothing. Move back. Move back with that little bunny horn. Come on, Fred. Bring your black horn in there. Come on.
Greetings, Funksters, and thanks for making the TGIF show a part of your day. I'm Bob Stolk, your guide for this audio adventure exploring the genre and subgenres of funk music. We got the funk started on tonight's adventure with the godfather of funk, James Brown, doing Blues and Pants, a tune off of an album he released back in 1971, which also spawned the theme of this show, Funk Tunes, in 1971. The tune Blues and Pants is off of his Hot Pants album, which was one of four albums he released during that year. And it was a busy year for Mr. Brown. The original JBs had quit on him in March. No more Collins Brothers. The band you heard on this cut was his new JBs, which included Bobby Bird, Cheese Martin, Fred Thomas, St. Clair Pinckney, Fred Wesley, and Jabbo Starks. The album also included the tunes Escapism and the title song Hot Pants. And during this time, Brown was also busy producing albums specifically for his own record label, People, which was created as part of a record deal he cut when he signed up with Polydor Records after King Records folded. He was busy producing a variety of artists who also were or had been connected to the James Brown Review at one time or other, like the JBs. The next set comprises of three songs of the JBs. The first tune, Across the Tracks, is done by the original JBs under the pseudonym The Believers and included the Collins Brothers. The second tune, called Gimme Some More, was done by the new JBs, released under the name The JBs. And the third tune, called From the Backside, the JBs did under the pseudonym The Sons of Funk. All this, of course, was done under James Brown's whim. Let's take a listen. We'll be right back.
now?
Bobby, I don't know, but whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
Yeah! Just give me some more.
Give us some more.
You're listening to the TGIF show here on your Island Connection, KVSH Vashon, where we're listening to the funk tunes of 1971. 1971 also saw the start in Hollywood of a wave of blaxploitation films, a term that, by the way, didn't get invented until 1972. And these films were the first to feature soundtracks of funk and soul music. And one of those films, well, you'll know it right away after hearing the opening bars of the theme song. And yes, it is a classic.
We'll be right back. son of a bitch!
The Bar K's doing Son of Shaft here on your Island Connection, KVSH LP Vashon, 101.9 FM, and streaming on voiceofvashon.org, where you can listen to several of my past shows and the other wonderfully informative shows we produce here at the Voice of Vashon. So let's listen to some of the other funk music that was being released in 1971. Starting with an artist I haven't heard in a long while, Shuggy Otis, whose father also happens to be a famous musician, Johnny Otis. I remember hearing Shuggy playing with Al Kooper on the Super Sessions album back in the day. Here, he's doing a tune called Ice Cold Dream from his Freedom Flight album.
So you can go and make a brand new start.
talk. I think I'll go outside and take a walk. Took my guitar and got up off the floor. I must have dozed off while you were next door.
From Gary, Indiana, that was James Baby Huey Ramsey and the Babysitters doing the Curtis Mayfield tune Mighty Mighty from his debut album, The Living Legend, released shortly after his death in 1970. The album, unfortunately, was a minor hit. The Babysitters changed their name to Goliath, regrouping around a new vocalist, 18-year-old Chaka Khan, and performed mainly top 40 material before Khan quit the band in 1972 to join Rufus. The tunes in the next set have an unusual commonality. They represent the last music the two bands produced for their present recording labels. The second tune, Chicken Pox, was a tune off of a Booker T and the MG's last album, Melting Pot, that they released with Stax Records. The album was actually recorded in New York City during breaks in their touring. Booker T had moved to LA, and Steve Cropper had opened his own studio in Memphis. Things had definitely changed at Stax after Al Bell took over the reins. And the first tune, Good Old Funky Music, done by the Meters, was their last single that they released with the New York-based Josie record label. The tune also gave Funkadelic a run for their money in the psychedelic groove stakes. Listen up and see if you don't agree. You've been listening to the TGIF show here on your Island Connection, KVSH, Vashon. Well, Funksters, we've come to the end of yet another audio adventure. And for our final closeout tune, we have a classic. Sly and the Family Stone doing the tune they released in 1971 from their There's a Riot Going On album, Africa Talks to You. Thanks again for making us a part of your day. And until next time, take care. And remember, keep it funky. Bye.